Hi, this is Kevin Bailey. I'm here at the Cloud Security Alliance meeting in Frankfurt, and I thought I'd give you a quick 5 to 10 minute overview of what's gone on here today at the conference. So one of the key takeaways, Carl Burr, who's a doctor of the European Commission, works for the Vice President Neelie Kroes, was discussing about the new forthcoming amendments to the European Data Protection Directive. And his team is putting together the cloud computing amendments that are going into the directive. And they want to make sure they develop a European-wide strategy on cloud computing. A key essential part of this is making sure that it's cloud-friendly and cloud-active as well. So obviously, for a government body, they want to make sure there's practicalities in actually putting together these amendments. And he called out three key areas. One of them was the economic potential for cloud supply and the infrastructure, but also on the demand side for users using the cloud as a way to gain access to commercial interests. They also come to the conclusion that cloud computing will happen. It'll either happen to us or with us. So it's a deal of either getting with the program or leaving the program. And obviously they want to make sure that the many policies that will be put into place will impact cloud and vice versa, take a horizontal view, i.e. across businesses, rather than just on a geographical standpoint. So the directive will include three areas. It will be a legal framework that will protect users' rights, data protection and privacy. They will cover technical and commercial fundamentals around research and critical issues such as security and reliability, but also the market issues. When you think that the European budget's over 20% of it is spent on ICT spend, then it's a key thing that any cost benefits from cloud actually can be reaped by the government organisations across the participating EU countries. That'll save a lot of money, but also provide a greater delivery service out to their customers, i.e. us, either through taxation, e-commerce that they would put into place as well. But one thing he did say, this is not about putting a super cloud together. This is about a policy and an EU privacy directive for the cloud area. Four of the key areas that he's looking at as part of his team is obviously public procurement, where they can get benefits and scale if they come together as a team and look at common requirements for cloud computing. They'll also look at data protection, i.e. the challenges that will be around to protect the fundamental rights to privacy and also to protection of personal data and make sure that these work in this new digital era. And that's something that wasn't existing in the current directive. And then finally, the cloud security side of things and looking at cloud partnerships with both vendors and customers and authoritative bodies that exist, data protection, as we have heard, and also standardization and certification. The fourth area was the fact that there will be a self-standing proposal on internet security coming afterwards. But the EU is not there to bring out a policy around EU certification. They prefer that this is something where best practices and more bottom-up approach is actually utilised. Many of the panels that took place over the day covered areas around both the issues around cloud computing and its relevance to security, and also some of the benefits. And there were some humorous characters on there, and one of those was Billy Hawkes, who's the Irish Data Protection Commissioner, who wanted to make sure that organisations understood that unless they had privacy laws and policies in place, then they wouldn't be doing business on a global scale. And that included things like the Safe Harbour Agreement that exists between the US and the EU. And they also discussed the fact that many of the US states don't have solid privacy laws in place, but they've looked at this more on a horizontal view rather than a geographical view. Obviously, one of the things with cloud computing is, who is responsibility or has the responsibility for data protection enforcement. And, you know, discussions were, you know, is it with the client, i.e. the business, that us as consumers would engage with on a day-to-day basis, or would it be the cloud provider? And there's a train of thought that says, well, the cloud provider is the person that has responsibility because they take over the processing. But actually, it's not. It stays with the client, i.e. the data collector, the person who looks after our data and not the processor of the data. There could be an instance where, as they call it, it's co-processing, where our data is reprocessed by the cloud provider. But in the current directive and the future directive, the responsibility for enforcement remains with the client, i.e. the person that holds our data in the first instance. As you would expect from a panel when they're talking about security and law enforcement, there were lawyers, solicitors on the panel, and one of those was Paolo Baboni, who is a member of the European Privacy Association. And, you know, he strongly emphasised that businesses, i.e. clients, should not rely on organisational brands or images, their roles of the people they deal with or titles. Those evaporate and go away. You should rely on contracts and legal enforcement. Those are the things that when the data is breached or somebody mislays the data, either through innocence or through malware activities, those are the things that allow you to enforce against either the client or, in the client's case, against the cloud service provider. A lot of the discussions were around regulation and certification of cloud service providers around security, and Paolo put his proposal forward that he believes there should be more soft laws in place, i.e. around best practices, trademarks, seal marks, which many of the panel agreed with, but also had their own opinions on those as well. A key thing that the Irish Data Protection Commissioner says is that as much as regulations and directives are in place, it's very hard to implement prescriptive laws for data protection when the evolving technology of which cloud is and the way the digital era is moving forward is always evolving and continuously changing, and we need to make sure that any laws and regulations are flexible in their implementation. Data privacy, as far as Paolo is concerned, is a deal breaker in business. If your cloud service provider can't provide this to you, then you shouldn't do business with them. And, you know, as Billy Hawkes mentioned, companies in the EU have to appoint a person who will be legally responsible for data protection and the privacy of your data that is there. That is the person when that data goes walkabout. He is the person or she is the person that has to look at law enforcement agencies in the eye and be able to substantiate their policies. And if they can't do that, they're the person that goes to jail. A lot of discussion was around any current laws and whether they're obsolete or not. And many of the panel believe that unless they are technical laws, then the current enforcement laws are adequate, and, you know, enhancements will only protect the individual further. But as Ilya Shantos from Semantic mentioned, you know, there's got to be market incentives to allow people to drive standard certifications in their implementation of cloud services. On the positive side, a couple of the guys on one of the panels, someone from Trend, a guy from Trend, I didn't get his name, spoke about, you know, four different areas that are great positive impacts if they went to cloud. These are things like one-off workloads, spiky workloads, i.e., you know, when an event's going to happen, you need that elasticity in computing infrastructure. Small businesses who can set up their infrastructure operations for, you know, subscription, 10, 20 pounds, you know, 20 euros a go. And also for large organizations who want to try test and development of new products. And when they've got them ready, then they can bring them back in-house. Many of the panels believe that in the future, 5 to 10 years out, then cloud will be no more. It will just simply be known as a fabric, and terminology such as infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service, public, private, community and hybrid will be forgotten words, and our marketing departments will have to come up with a new architecture to reinvigorate the market on the next disruptive technology that will be brought out there. A member of Huawei, who is one of the largest telco providers, actually predicted that the growth in traffic in the network by 2025 will grow to 33,000% from what it is today. The Cloud Security Alliance believe that certification should be in place, and they announced a framework today that will be executable in Q1 of 2013. And Nick Coleman, who is the head of IBM's global cloud services, believes that, you know, this can be put in place as long as it's cost effective. And, you know, it's something that businesses will want to see. You know, you don't turn up at an airport and sit in the captain's seat and say, well, I can go and fly your plane for you. Or you walk into a hospital and do open heart surgery when you haven't been trained to do that. And people believe that there is good substance in the fact that anyone dealing with our data and the value that we each as individuals apply to that, or companies do to their IP, should have the same constraints and regulations around that.